The opener for both teams has now been canceled. The game will be played on November 19th. That's the bye week for both of those teams. It was the easiest fit to make that happen. And the effect of that is both the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins will be basically have this be their bye week, and then they'll play 16 straight games throughout the rest of the season. And not the ideal situation, but you know what? At this point, you take what you can get, you hope that everybody's safe, and then you worry about football when you come back and get back to that business. So let me go ahead and get this release out to you. Due to the potential impact of Hurricane Irma on South Florida, the Miami Dolphins home game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, originally scheduled for Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time at Hard Rock Stadium, will instead be played there on Week 11. So it will be played again at Hard Rock Stadium on Week 11. That's Sunday, November 19th. The NFL announced that just today. Now, Week 11 was previously an open date for both clubs. The NFL announced yesterday that in the interest of public safety, in light of the continuing state of emergency, the league, in consultation with the state and local officials, as well as both clubs, would not play an NFL game in South Florida this week. Our thoughts and prayers are with everybody in the impacted area. Now, I know there are a lot of people out there who are hoping that this game would be relocated somewhere, maybe up to Orlando, maybe up to Atlanta, maybe to New Orleans, maybe somewhere else, and be played on either Thursday or Friday night. But I think in lieu of the situation right now with that storm kind of breathing down our necks, so to speak, you know, you want players and their families to feel safe, as well as coaches and staff and everyone involved with this football team. So I think giving them time to go home, you know, get their houses all boarded up, get done what they need to do if they want to get their families out of town. Like I said, this in essence is a bye week for the Miami Dolphins. Players have the day off today so they can take care of some of these things. And I imagine they're going to be off for the next couple of days until this hurricane comes by and we find out what the situation is. So, but Thursday or Friday, I know as much as people wanted to see this game played this week, and I'm sure the Dolphin players and coaching staff would have loved to have got this game played this week. It just wasn't going to work out. Thursday, Friday, moving it to wherever, in short order, it just wasn't going to happen. Now, let's go ahead and find out exactly what's going on with the hurricane right now. They just had an 11 o'clock update as to where that hurricane is, what track it's heading on, where it's going. So let's go to our broadcast partner, WFR, CBS4, and meteorologist Lizette Gonzalez. She's going to give us an update on exactly what's going on with Hurricane Irma as we speak.
I'm meteorologist Lisette Gonzalez in CBS4 Weather Control, and here is the latest 11 a.m. advisory regarding Hurricane Irma. It is still a major Category 5 hurricane, max sustained winds of 185 miles per hour, and it is moving west-northwest 16 miles per hour, located about 65 miles east-southeast of St. Thomas. It is currently slamming Anguilla and even parts of Puerto Rico, dealing with the outer rain bands, and it is going to continue to move west-northwest here as we head throughout the next few days. It'll be likely to the north of Hispaniola, and then Cat 5 moving likely across the Turks and Caicos and southeast Bahamas as we head into Friday, and then Saturday could be moving across the mountainous terrain of Cuba or still across the Bahamas. We'll have to wait and see. But right now, a Category 4 likely as we head into Saturday night into Sunday morning. The forecast cone has shifted a little bit to the east, but South Florida still in the cone. It looks like the center may be just offshore or riding up the coast of Florida. We'll have to wait and see and remain prepared.
All right. Thank you, Lizette and WFR, for providing that update on Hurricane Irma. And as I said, players are off and will be off for some time here until this thing runs its course, gets through the area, and then we can kind of figure out where we're at, what needs to be done, and get back in the thing. But the players will be active. Look, this is a very socially conscious football team, and the players are out there sending out tweets, multiple tweets, urging everyone to do whatever they can to be safe, be secure. Make sure that, look, you know, things are things. You know, things you need to secure are your family, your friends, everybody that's a living being out there that you're close to. Make sure they're all right. If they need some help, make sure you go out and give them help if you can afford to do so, while keeping yourself out of harm's way. Been through a number of these hurricanes, and you just don't know what to expect out of these things. And I can recall being in one hurricane, and it's one of the things I'm happy about now that this team is off. They can be with their kids. They can be with their wives. They can comfort them during this time, because it is a very, very tough situation. I remember being in Buffalo one year, when a hurricane came through down in Miami. We weren't able to come back from Buffalo. Had to stay up there while the hurricane was coming through Miami. No cell phones back then at the time. And, you know, how the wives had kind of gotten together and were huddling in players' houses and apartments and this and that. And certainly it was a stressful time, both for the wives and children and families, also for the players up being out of town and not knowing what's going on with their families. So it's great to see the players off. They're going to be with their families, going to be able to get through this thing together. And because it is a very, very intense situation and a very, very trying situation for everybody involved. Not only players, every person out there that is in this area that's going through this, and certainly the people in Houston that are going through the rebuilding process now after seeing Hurricane Harvey come through their way, it is a long and stressful deal that you've got to go through. And once that hurricane comes through and you walk out that door and you start assessing the damage to yourself, to your house, your apartment, your trailer, wherever you live, you start looking around your neighbors, see how they're doing, and then you kind of move out of your neighborhood and you see everything else. And yes, it is going to be a long relief effort after Hurricane Irma comes through, no matter where it hits, whether it's dead center in South Florida, whether it's to the east of us, whether it's the west of us, or whether it ends up going up up north and hits somewhere points north of us. So it's not going to be a pleasant thing to go through. But all I can say is, like I said, players are tweeting it out, and their thoughts are with everybody out there, and they want you to be safe, they want you to be secure, and most of all, look. Use common sense. Do what you think is right. Usually if you think it's right, it's going to be right for you. You know, don't be sticking your head out the door when this storm's coming through. You know, power lines are going to be on the ground. Stay out of puddles. All the things that go along with these hurricanes are things that you're going to have to deal with. Now, another release that came out today by the Miami Dolphins, following the NFL's announcement of the Miami Dolphins-Tampa Bay Buccaneer game being moved to Sunday, November 19th, Hard Rock Stadium now will transition from Hurricane Harvey relief efforts to focus on preparations for Hurricane Irma. The Dolphins have offered Hard Rock Stadium to Miami-Dade County to serve as a staging area for relief supplies distribution. Now, if necessary, details will be provided by Miami-Dade County as they become available. As part of these preparations, the stadium will be closed to the general public and is not accepting drop-off donations for Hurricane Harvey anymore. On Monday, September 4th, All My Sons Moving and Storage packed and sent three trucks of supplies and critical care items to the high schools of Miami Dolphin players Xavier Howard and Michael Thomas that served as shelters for those affected by Hurricane Harvey in the Houston area. Items that had been donated since that time have been stored and will be distributed on a as needed basis to communities impacted by Hurricane Irma. Fans can go to dolphins.com /hurricane relief to receive information on supporting Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma relief efforts. So it kind of gets you up to speed on everything that's going on. As I said, the Dolphins game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it was due to be played Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium at 1 p.m. Eastern time, has now been moved to week 11. That's November 19th. The game will be played at Hard Rock Stadium. No confirmation as to what time that game will be played, but I would imagine it will probably be a 1 o'clock game. Maybe gets pushed to a 4 o'clock game, but that's where it's going to be on November 19th, and the Dolphins will make up that game with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In essence, from this point forward, the Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Bucs will go 16 weeks of the season without having a bye week, and it certainly will put some stress on the players, but look, it's something you got to deal with, and I think it certainly is worth putting this game off until then, just to make sure that guys can be with their families, guys can make sure that their homes are safe, make sure that they're out there helping their neighbors, which I'm sure they are, and just look, nothing worse than a wife with a young baby sitting at home by herself, sitting through a hurricane. I know I've been through that situation before. It's not a great thing, and as many players in this team, as you know, under 30, a lot of them have young kids at home, and to be able to be with their families, I think is very, very important for them as a family unit, and I think it's important for this football team to be able to embrace their families and the community as they will. Certainly when we come out of Hurricane Irma, no matter what the situation is, no matter what we have, what we see when we walk out our doors, I can guarantee you this organization and these players and this football team will be out there doing everything they can to help. So that's kind of got you up to speed with everything that's going on right now. Football's taking a back seat, as obviously it should right now, but we'll be back at it as soon as we can right here on the Audible, get you up to date on what's going on. The Dolphins are scheduled to go out to L.A. next week to play the Chargers in San Diego. We'll have the updates on that as soon as we find those for you and as soon as we get back on the air. But as of now, that's going to do it for the Audible. I'm Tim Bocamper. Stay safe out there. Make sure you use common sense. Don't stand in any puddles out there. Watch out for electrical lines, all the things that are going out there. And if you got anything in your backyard, and if you're in this cone that we see for the hurricane, you got anything loose in your backyards, whether it's patio furniture, plants, anything like that, get them indoors, whether it's in your garage, in your house. Be safe. Hang on tight, and we'll see when we come out of the other side of this hurricane. Take care.